Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to The Broad Experience, the show about women, the workplace, and success. I'm Ashley Milne-Tight. So as promised at the end of the last episode on the beauty business, I'm bringing you a mini-episode. It sprang from something that came up at the end of one of my interviews, and it got me thinking about how many of us work with certain conditions, physical or otherwise, and how we're experiencing the workplace differently because of that. I was wrapping up my conversation with Tina Alberino, and she's the beauty industry consultant in the last show, and I asked her if she'd mind sending me a photo to use when I published the podcast on the website. I'd noticed she used a cartoon rather than a photo on Twitter and on her own site. And she said, sure, that's fine, I'll send you one. But it's true, I don't usually use a photo on social media.
And it's a stupid reason, because when I go to trade shows, like, people who know me will stop me. And I'm so awkward with people. I've Asperger's, so I don't make eye contact. And so people are always trying to look at what I'm looking at.
I know as much about Asperger's as the next person who doesn't have it. So I thought, hang on, I've just done a chatty 40-minute interview with someone who has compromised social skills. I told her she didn't seem like someone who was bad at talking to people.
It's not so much that I'm bad at talking to people, it's that I have a very difficult time maintaining eye contact because I get distracted. So I have to kind of look away and stare at other things.
Which is why she finds those impromptu approaches so excruciating. And the funny thing is, although she and I did our interview over Skype, we didn't use the camera, so we weren't looking at each other, not that you can maintain eye contact on Skype anyway. Tina says it can be funny sometimes. A few years ago, she made a video to teach beauty professionals about the importance of face-to-face communication.
I did this video and I put it on YouTube in conjunction with a blog post that I made, and I couldn't even maintain eye contact with myself while I was trying to do it. And I remember joking about it later. I made the video private since then, but I was joking about it later with my friends in a networking group on Facebook. And I was like, you know that your autism is bad when you can't even maintain eye contact with yourself when you're trying to make a recording. I got nervous in my own presence. That's how bad it is.
But it's so interesting because you've been in such a, since you were 15, you've been in such a people-oriented, people-pleasing industry.
And, you know, we talk about this in my classes. I teach a lot of classes on professionalism, and my booking rate at every salon I've worked at has been phenomenal. It's been in the 98th percent. So 98% of my clients who come in stay with me, and I build a book very fast, and I have had a very loyal clientele when I was a service provider. And so when I have these classes on professionalism, I tell them that the reason that I've been so successful is that I don't talk when I'm working, unless I'm spoken to and I'm asked to speak, and then I answer my question and I'm silent for the rest of the appointment. And a lot of people in our industry think that in order to be successful, you have to be a client's best friend and you have to establish a relationship with them. And I have found that the opposite is true. I'm the person that clients complain to about those special relationships that these workers are so insistent on forging. And so I've told them, as long as you're consistent and you're polite, you can be cordial without being someone's best friend or asking them inappropriate questions or trying to forge a friendship with a customer. I've always found it incredibly inappropriate, you know, but the reason I don't speak at work is because I just don't have anything to talk about. And I'm very conscious and aware of the fact that we're in a fishbowl and everyone can hear what you're saying. So I hear people say these things at work that they think no one else is listening to, that would just mortify me if I knew anyone else had heard talking about their sex lives and all kinds of other stuff. Like, I can't tolerate it. It drives me absolutely nuts.
I'm happy to admit I'm one of those clients. I feel awkward about the kind of banter I'm expected to engage in while I'm lying on a table being plucked at. Tina says a lot of people don't realize that having Asperger's can be a boon in some work situations.
I'm not afraid to have hard conversations with people. And I think that that's where my autism benefits me, because I don't have that internal dread of having difficult conversations with people. For me, it's facts. You know, if you're not performing well, the numbers don't lie, and we have to do what's right for the business. So people have to be let go. Sometimes people have to be reprimanded for doing or saying stupid things. And I'm the perfect person for that, because I don't feel that kind of tension. I don't really worry about what the employees are going to think of me. And I'm passionate about maintaining a professional atmosphere to the point where it erases any kind of nervousness I would feel during that conversation. That's the only reason I'm able to get up and speak in front of classrooms full of people at trade shows, is because I'm angry about what I'm seeing in the business.
She says the first 5 minutes are always horrible, but after that, her righteous indignation gets her going. She stops thinking about the crowd. And even though she dreads being stopped in the hallway, it's not all bad.
People have just come up to me and said, you know, I know that you don't like being approached by random people, but I also have social functioning disorders. And it's just so cool that you're doing all the stuff you're doing, because it makes me feel better about my ability to succeed in this industry. When you say things like, you had a success, a full book, and you didn't have to, you know, sell your soul to your clients to get them to come to you. So there are lots of people like me out there, and I suspect there'll be a lot more, because with so many of us growing up on the internet, it's the whole face-to-face thing, you know, it's not really, a lot of us, I guess, are conditioned out of it.
So true. You can find out more about Tina's work at thisuglybeautybusiness.com. I've been thinking for a while, actually, about doing a show or two about working with a physical illness or depression or something else. So let me know if you'd be interested to hear more along these lines, and if you'd like to contribute to the show yourself. That's it until September. I'm Ashley Milne-Tight. Thanks for listening.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.